What is life? Sometimes it can be a struggle, but never give up.
I'm not gonna give up. It's a struggle, no. I'm not gonna give up. No way.
No way.
Happy put the pedal to the metal. I say. Make this mission crumble now. Not after we come so far. Happy
so
hold and keep this thing together. I say, yeah. Hey, me know it's critical.
Critical.
And you could even say that it is biblical. Though things and times are hard, still we'll make a change. Yeah. I know we've been struggling.
Struggle.
That is why we keep the music bubbling. Joy for the people.
Mark Yates will be coming on. His wife is accused of a felony. That's right. In Memphis, with a cop that's questionable. You will hear directly from these individuals when we come back. We'll be right back right after this at Ken McCrory Radio. All right, we want to welcome you to Ken McCrory Radio. Thank you for listening. And again, we are breaking some news that yesterday, if you don't know it, there was a 6.7 earthquake in Japan, and there were tsunami warnings issued. The tsunami warnings have been lifted. I repeat, the tsunami warnings have been lifted, but there is concern for major aftershocks. Again, breaking news is Japan had a 6.7 earthquake yesterday. There was some tsunami warnings. Those tsunami warnings have been lifted, and we are thankful for that. Those of you that are looking to donate money to Japan, we suggest that you go through the Red Cross and donate any of your funds. Therefore, your funds are sent through a reputable organization. So contact the Red Cross in your city and earmark those funds for Japan. Also, this weekend, there's so much going on. We have two gentlemen coming on the show a little bit later. You really, really need to hear their stories. And again, we are coming from a live remote location separate from our normal studios because of other breaking news that we want to announce. So if our sound is a little bit off, we apologize, but we are bringing you information as we get it, as it comes through. We will give you information about the BET Awards this weekend, BET Awards all weekend, pre-awards events. We'll tell you exactly where they're at, exactly who's involved, and what type of tributes that are being held for the second anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson. So we are just bringing you that information. But let me tell you about one of the gentlemen that's coming on the show. And just to give you a little bit of background, of course, because one of the things is when we do radio, there are times that we'll get a call in about people with an amazing story. And we have a young man calling in. His name is Willie J. Willie J is a poet. He has two new songs coming out. One's called Live On. The other's called Swagalicious. He's from the St. Louis area, so you know that Willie J has been through some issues growing up. He actually had a cousin that was killed in a drive-by. But what Willie wants you to know about is Willie is signed with major ringtone dealers all over Houston. He was also premiered on This Is 50. He also has ringtones out and a book distribution deal. This is not any normal person that would just come up through the ranks. He started off singing in the choir. But Willie J will come and tell you his fascinating story from his perspective and how he really, really, really had to pull away from the streets during controversial times in a tough time in his life. Our second guest coming on is Mark Yates. Mark Yates is the husband of a wife who's accused of a felony where in Memphis, Tennessee, a police officer simply said she tried to run him over with her Mercedes. Mark literally tried to unlock the back door to pull her out. It broke out, folks, right there in Memphis on the day of an African parade. But Mark Yates will tell you the exclusive story and why his wife is held as a felony. Now, Mark is not just some guy that works for, you know, a remedial company or just a simple job. He is on different economic councils in that area, and he was selected to lead the economic areas. So Mark was actually charged, and charges were dropped. However, his wife is still facing a felony charge. What's going to happen? We don't know. But Mark will give you the details and some details on the cop that was actually considered and awarded Officer of the Year. And Mark's going to bring up some questions as to why, specifically a case where he says that he had to stop a guy by reaching in the car, trying to take the keys out of the ignition, and putting a gun to his chest, telling him if you don't stop the car, he'll shoot him. That whole discussion is questionable, but Mark will tell you the information why. We're excited to have them on. They'll be with us shortly, but we're going to give you some information on what's happening for the BET Awards. Now, here's what's happening. Here's what we know about. First and foremost, Diddy is being honored by ASCAP, American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, Friday night at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Joining Diddy will be Mary Mary, Mimi, Ocho Cinco, and many other celebrities will be there at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. That will be jumping off Friday night. Yes, indeed, Friday night at the Beverly Hilton. And, of course, it's going to be an awesome show. And, of course, Diddy, with Diddy and Dirty Money, they are scheduled to perform at BET. If you don't know, now you know. But he's also been a writer and producer for many other different acts. The bottom line is the man knows how to make money. So Sean P. Diddy Combs will receive the Founders Award at the ASCAP event at the Beverly Hilton Hotel Friday night in Beverly Hills, California. And, of course, we plan on being on the set covering that as it goes down live. All right. Let me tell you what's going on for BET 106 in Park. Okay. CeeLo Green, Nick Cannon, Justin Bieber, Usher, Nicki Minaj, Neo, they're all expected, Gladys Knight, Beyonce, they're all expected to hit the BET pre-red carpet and then the post-red carpet event at the BET Awards coming to you live this weekend, Sunday, man, at 5 o'clock New York time, so it'll come back on at 8, so if you miss something, don't worry about it. So in New York, you'll see it at 5 live. And in California, on the West Coast, they'll see it at 8 o'clock. So those of you that's wondering how it really works, that's how it's really done, in case there's a wardrobe malfunction or anything of that kind. And again, you're listening to Ken McCoy Radio, and I definitely thank everybody for listening. All you Facebook people, social media people, all my Blog Talk people, Cinch, Japan, Africa, Korea, we thank all of the other countries for staying tuned. We try to bring you positive information, and that's what we try to do. So we're bringing it to you. Now, we're going to take you back to Willie J, and we're going to give you a little bit more information about Willie J. Again, he has two songs coming out that are leaked to us, and we apologize that we're at a remote location. We can't play those songs today. However, we will put them in the playlist, and as well as the group, the first group that you heard, was Dubtronic Crew. They were on our show last week. They were the world's number one ranked and award-winning reggae band. They won $100,000 in Malaysia. And if you want to hear that interview, go to my archives and you'll hear that on my archival interviews. So we will be back right after this. Give you a little bit of break. Go get something to drink like I will. I have some water here. It's going to be 102 in Fresno, California, but it'll be 97 in other parts. And about 99 in Palm Springs, California. So we'll be right back right after this. Ken McCoy Radio.
Come on, baby. Let's go. Hello. Come on, baby. Hello. Hey, yeah. Yeah, turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Set it down.
And thank you for staying tuned to our remote edition of Ken McCoy Radio Show. And this is, folks, the business works like this. If you're scheduled to be somewhere and there are technical difficulties or breaking news, you bend all the rules to make sure that you bring that news out. And again, the news that we wanted to bring out to you is that, again, yesterday there was an earthquake. There are still watches for the tsunami after effects. No alerts are on, but they are still on watch. Tsunamis are very, very, very uniquely different in the world of nature, and they can happen at any time without the actual sound warnings. So we just want to give you the update. And again, to donate money to Japan, you can go through the Red Cross and donate money to the cause instead of giving it to a local organization. You can donate it directly to the Red Cross, an organization that you know will make sure that they get the funds that's needed. the devastation can happen to anybody at any time. And we just want you to know, we just want you to know that we are here for those people in Japan and anywhere else, Mississippi or anywhere, that faces a catastrophic situation. Now, we also want to tell you, here's what's going on for the ASCAP tomorrow night. Here's the details. The arrivals for the ASCAP start at 6:15. So Diddy, Mimi, Ocho Cinco, Neo, and many other celebrities are expected to be there. That hotel will be on lockdown, literally on lockdown, because, of course, Diddy is on patrol, and he will be in L.A., taking over L.A. So there's the Diddy alert right there. Now, people call him Diddy, Sean Combs. Some people still call him Puffy. Those people there tomorrow night will call him Producer, because he has produced different songs. Yes, different people don't like what he does, but he is strictly a businessman, and they always have the option to walk. I just want to say that. So there I said it. Now, what they going to say to me? Because I said it about him, saying it about me. All right. Anyway, we had time to spend together. Willie J will be coming on shortly. He is a songwriter. He's a poet. He's going to tell you his controversial story of him growing up in St. Louis. And he's going to tell you the story about his cousin getting killed in a drive-by and how it changed his life. He's going to talk about his two songs and some of the places and people he's produced with. Specifically, several of his tracks are on a couple of movies and on the This Is 50 mixtape. Mark Yates is the husband of the lady that's accused of a felony in Memphis, downtown, broad daylight. The officer, questionable officer, according to Mark Yates, accuses his wife of trying to run him over with her Mercedes. With her Mercedes, folks. So you're going to hear from the husband. This is like a, I'm not going to compare me to Nancy Grace, but this is breaking because he hasn't talked to anybody yet, but he's going to reveal it here on Ken McCoy Radio. So we're excited about that. This weekend, those of you that are BET 106 and Park fans, Nick Cannon will co-host BET 106 and Park with CeeLo Green. Bruno Mars is expected to be there. Queen Latifah, Lidisi, I'm looking at my notes. We had to do this pretty quickly here. Gladys Knight, Nicki Minaj, Taraji P. Henson, they will all be gracing the stage for this year's BET Awards. And let me tell you something, folks. If you've never actually had a chance to be at the BET Awards watching the red carpet, let me tell you something. It is something to see. And one of the things about that is the arrival point. When they get, last year, Lisa Ray pulled up in a white Rolls Royce, y'all, and let it sit there for a minute. It was really cool. And then she had somebody open the door. She gets out and waits for a minute, and then she waves to all the people across the street and then tells security she's ready to go through the gate. Now, let me tell you what else happened. Rick Ross rolled four cars deep, y'all, last year. I was there. Rick Ross rolled four cars deep. They were all black, the knowledge. And he got out deep. Now, when Diddy came, Diddy got out of the back seat of the car, fixed his hair, gave everybody a thumbs up, gave him a shout out from the red carpet. His son got out from the other side and just brought it. Now, when Nicki Minaj got out of the car, it was a spectacle. Again, she got out and she was really doing it for the fans. She got out of the car and she just stood there so the fans could just see her. She didn't run away. She wasn't in the rush to go to the red carpet. She stood there and just let them look at her in her gown, floor-length gown, very, very chiffon-type gown. It was gorgeous. And, of course, I was there taking pictures. Now, let me tell you about Ray J. Ray J had a chance to get out of the car and have a lady put his jacket on, y'all. That's right. He got out of the car and just stood there. And this lady just put his jacket on. He did one arm at a time, and then he flipped his shoulders, and he nodded his head, then he waved at the people across the street, and followed by Ray J was New Boys. New Boys got out of the car last year in style. This is way before the red carpet shooters can see them. So I actually had a chance to see them before they actually hit the red carpet. And that's what we try to do, is bring you positive news. So anybody out there listening to Ken McCoy Radio, we definitely want to try to bring you positive news. We don't want to try to bring you negative energy. I don't do that. I try to bring you positive news, positive information, something you can grow with. And one of the quotes I want to give you right now is I believe I can achieve. And I really do. And I want those of you that are listening to take that to heart, to believe in yourself before anybody else will believe in you. They have to see that you're concerned in yourself, in your self-worth, in your determination for success. How bad do you want it? You never have to step on other people to achieve success. So I just want to encourage you, when you are going through life, when you're going through business, when you're going through school, when you're going through situations, just remember, never mistreat anybody, because it can come back to haunt you. And I definitely want to give you that. So one of the things we also want to do is bring you an update on what time 106 in Park will happen. 106 in Park will actually kick off 2 hours before the red carpet opens for BET. So that means 1 o'clock California time. 1 o'clock California time, 106 in Park will be jumping. Live performances with a select audience. I wish I could get some of you in the audience, but I can't do it. But what's that? Diggy Sims will be there. I mean, it's Bruno. All these people are going to be up on that stage, and it's going to be very noisy. They're going to have the car sponsors there, but that's the way it is. And the thing about that is this. We want you to be positive no matter what. Now, there's some other network news coming up. It's also the second year anniversary of the death of Michael Jackson. And one of the celebrations that was performed, one of the celebrations that kicked off last night with what was with our affiliate network, Punch Television Network, that's airing live next month on DirecTV, going live. And they're scheduled to do an interview with me in the next 2 weeks on the network. But in the interim, they were co-sponsors of the event with the Jackson family. I could not make it because of personal schedules. However, I will be meeting up with them again, and we're just going to send out our condolences to the Jackson family. One of the things we are commemorating Michael on is our other television show called Let's Talk TV. For information on that, you can go to AnneMarieProTV.com, AnneMarieProTV.com. This weekend, we're doing a special tribute to Michael Jackson. I actually went through my vaults and pulled out some of my personal souvenirs and told personal stories of how I interacted with Michael during the time that he was survived, and those kind of, and showing credentials that nobody else in the world had, and little stories and memorabilia of mine. And you'll hear others that were Michael Jackson fans, that and more on our show, Let's Talk TV on AnneMarie Pro TV. So we're excited that we can at least commemorate him. Now, let me tell you what else. Madame Tussauds in Hollywood, just Monday, Jermaine Jackson, Michael's brother, rolled out and unveiled the new exhibit, the Michael Jackson Experience, right there at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. So that kicked off right on the corner of Hollywood and Orange. So if you're in the L.A. area, you need to go check it out yourself. It just opened. There's over $1 million in wax figurines showing Michael from when he was younger, growing all the way up. So it's something you need to see. Now, December 3rd, 2011, Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, California, the Michael Jackson Fan Experience. If you've never been a part of a fan experience, this is something you need to just mark it on your calendar, because it will be something to see. Now, one of the things we want to do is, again, we will be right back. We have to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back and name some of our sponsors. So stay with us, and again, we apologize for any sound delays, but we are at a different remote location, but we're still bringing it. We're expecting Willie J to call in and Mark Yates to call in a little bit later, but you will hear their stories. We'll be right back after we play a little slow song. We have a little slow song. We want y'all to get into the little slow music just to let you go get some orange juice and some coffee or something, and we'll be right back. All right, we want to say welcome back to Ken McCoy Radio. There are certain sponsors that we want to thank, and I'm going to just give them. Normally we have the commercials. However, I'm going to personally do their shout-out. I want to thank Pat's Tuxedos that supplies me with all of my tuxedos that you see me wearing at all the different events, from the Grammys, the Oscars, the BET Awards, the ASCAP events, all of my Christian Music Awards event, Nashville, Tennessee event, and maybe my New Zealand outfit. But Pat's Tuxedos is my tuxedo sponsor. You can contact her at 559. That's, give me 1 second. We have some breaking news coming in. Okay, those of you, okay, this is for those in Fresno, California. Kmart is presenting the Raw World Tour 2011. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock. WWE Raw World Tour Fresno, California. Tickets start out at $17. They go all the way up to $62. So we just wanted to get you that information while we had the chance, because sometimes we don't get the opportunity to bring you breaking news. The other news that's on our desk right now, there are no new tsunami warnings out of Japan based on the 6.7 earthquake that happened. So, again, there were no new tsunami warnings issued out of Japan. They are on alert. I repeat, they are on alert. So we just want to definitely say that as well. We want to thank the crew here that's helping us out, Camilla and TJ and Nikki and Sabrina and give me Janae. She just looks over at me and says, Janae, like I should have remembered her name. But I'm live on the radio, so I can do that, and nobody will say anything. All right, so we're just excited to be here. And I want to thank Henderson's Cadillac out of Compton, California. Man, we were doing Juneteenth last week, and a lady goes, your voice sounds familiar. Have you ever been on the Jeffrey Henderson show? That's my cousin. And I got him on the phone, and the lady would not give me my phone back, y'all. I'm just not playing. She would not give me back my phone. I said, ma'am, we're about to go live on television. And then she finally said, then she gives the phone to another lady so she could say hi. And it was hilarious to them. It wasn't me. It was hot in the sun, and I hadn't eaten because there was this teriyaki chicken going on behind me over there, y'all. And I really did want to sink my teeth into the delectable confection that was out of my reach. So that's what happened. This is what we do. I'm excited. We will be doing some live Twitch casting, some live broadcasting from some events this weekend. So you'll need to stay up. Those of you following me on Twitter, you'll need to follow me on Twitter and at Ken McCoy Press and at Ken McCoy. And you need to just follow me there if you want to keep up with me. And I'm going to reveal some inside information. Like, I'm already telling my mom she's going to the Lakers. She's already going. We're working on Keith Urban. We're working on the Ladies Night Tour, July 29th. We will be there with Genuine, Casey and JoJo, Shy, all the groups. We will be there. So stay tuned because we're going to carry some of that live for you too as well. July 23rd is a major runway for you. Fashion show, and we're going to play that and be there for that, and it's going to be an awesome event. It's a Runway for Youth fashion show at the Radisson Hotel. If you are interested in being one of my VIPs, you need to send me an email. Those of you listening, I'm just going to watch. It says, and your subject has to say VIP in the subject, okay? VIP, you know how to find my email, those of you that are techno-savvy. You know what techno savvy is. So those of you that want to be a VIP, you know how to find my email. And in the subject box, you need to put VIP, okay? And then somebody's going to win dinner with me the next night. We're doing this thing the next night or something. It's crazy what's going to be happening at that time. So stay with me. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all the social media sites. I'm listed and linked. So you need to stay with me, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back now. Also, we told you about Let's Talk TV. Let me tell you when it airs. Let's Talk TV airs this Sunday night at 10 o'clock on the West Coast on Channel 238 for Comcast. You need to check that one out. Channel 238, Comcast, this Sunday night, 10 o'clock, Pacific Standard Time. OK, okay? Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock p.m. It comes on in New York, East Coast, at 7 a.m., New York and New Jersey. It also is on Channel 8 in Sacramento and Channel 503 in New York and New Jersey. So definitely we are excited. It's an Anne-Marie Pro TV production. I produce the entertainment segments, and I don't do anything risque or borderline. That's not my lifestyle. So I refuse to take on anybody's abuse to say you must do a scandalous story. I don't do that. I don't do that or gossip. So those of you listening for gossip, I don't do it. All right? Let me just keep it real. All right. This is Kim McCoy Radio. I tell you, we're excited. So let's see if we can get some of these young people on the radio real quick and say hi to you. They won't say their last name, but they're going to just say their first names, and you're just going to say hi to our international audience that's listening until Willie J and Mark Yates call in. So who wants to say hi first? You're going to say hi and just simply say your hobbies. Don't say anything personal. Ready, go.
Hi, I'm Kamala, and I am going to do a bunch of singing and modeling coming up, and I'm going to be in a big fashion show, and I like to dance and act and all that fun stuff.
All right, and the next person?
Hi, I'm Sabrina, and I love to perform singing, dancing, and acting.
Okay, and Mickey?
Hi. Hi, I'm Lacey, and I like to sing and dance.
Mickey Lacey, she has two names. Like, hey, that's to be a new name, Mickey Lacey, that's pretty good. All right, come on.
Hi, I'm Janae. I like to read, sing, act, and perform.
Read, sing, act, and perform. You can tell she reads. She just goes read, sing, act, and perform. She's very structured. Very structured. I like your structure. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm TJ. I like playing football and listening to Ayaz and Ty Cruz.
All right. So those are some people, some young people that are engineering with me, helping me at this remote location. Folks, we go live from anywhere, anytime, at the drop of a hat. We can go live, but the point is never stop a production. So we are waiting for Willie J from St. Louis to call us, and then Mark Yates will be calling us in shortly, and we'll be right back right after this brief commercial from, let's see, I needed to give you some sponsors because we're in a remote location, but I want to thank my publicist, iConnectDots. So if you're looking to connect me to any projects that you're doing for a fee, you can contact my publicist, iConnectDots. That's right. All right. My lines are open. If you want to give me a call, I was waiting for them to call, but they may have ran into some situations. So if you want to give me a call, you can call me at 818-688-5633. My operators are standing by. If you want to talk to me, just hit that button, one, and it brings you right into me. So that's how you can call me right now while I'm live. Oh, I just got a text. Well, maybe you can't call me. Mark Yates is first. Oh, I just got a text. Mark Yates is in the queue holding. I can move through the interview Mark's doing. He's holding now. Okay, so they're telling me Mark is holding. So let's see where Mark is and see if we can get Mark on the phone. I don't see Mark, so let's stand by and see if we can get Mark on the phone. Mark needs to hit one. So, Mark, if you're listening, you need to hit one, buddy, so it can punch you into me. So it is 10:34, Thursday morning. I have had no breakfast, and I'm doing this from a live remote. Let that be the reason, because I'm going to eat after this. So, Mark, we're online waiting for you, bud, and we're ready to go. So, again, Mark Yates is a very controversial story, and we're waiting to hear the details on it from his perspective. So we're watching Mark right now to see what's going on. So standing by for you, Mark. All right, and also Willie J is coming on second. So Willie J is coming on second. That would be cool to have peanut butter munchies, but I would be all messed up, kind of just talking like that. So thank you for offering that to me. All right. So we're waiting for Mark to punch in to talk to me, and I'm waiting for you, Mark. Otherwise, we're going to keep moving with the broadcast. So I am moving forward. But again, this weekend, BET Awards, ASCAP event, so many events going on this weekend surrounding the BET Awards. Of course, it's Black Music Month, so it only makes sense that BET is in the same month as that as well. So and of course, Transformers come out next week, folks. Don't even play. Watch this. I'm gonna do my version of the Decepticons. Is this two or one? Is this two? No, one. Let's go to one. We're gonna do this real quick. I'm just gonna do this is an impression. I'm trying to get paid, so I'm gonna do an impression real quick. So go ahead and play that one. Decepticons, we've been on your planet for years. We've been silent, but now we've decided to come back stronger than ever. New power, new scripts, and new food. Transformers 3, theaters near you. All right, that was my Transformers commercial. They're trying to call me. They're dialing the wrong number. So anyway, this is Ken McCoy Radio. I am here waiting for the call. Mark Yates is supposed to be first, and waiting for his call, and Willie J is coming on. So we're doing it, folks. I'm live at a remote location. This is not how I normally do it, but I'm doing it the way I do it because what? It's the way I do it. So, again, the story is Mark Yates' wife is accused of a felony, and we're expecting to hear from him shortly. And I don't know the details, but we're going to find out from Mark Yates. That we try to do, we got to do. I have fun doing this stuff, folks. So I'm at a live location, and we're mixing this thing up. So we're going to try to see if we can get Mark on the phone with a two-way. So stand by, folks. Stand by with me, and we're going to try to fix this. And stand by for a second, please. Thank you. Ken McCoy Radio. Stay tuned. All right, we are back. We're trying to get them on the phone. It is one of those things. Okay, here he's on the phone. Stand by. We're going to try to make this happen. Okay, we're live on the air, caller.
Hello. Ken, this is Chris Bridges, Mark Yates' publicist. If you'll hold, I'll get him on the line. Is that okay?
That's perfect. We're set and ready. We're live right now.
Okay, we'll get him on the line. Just one second.
Folks, this is a very interesting story. You're going to hear it directly. This is an exclusive from Mark Yates. What's going on with his wife? What caused the incident? Where was Mark? How did he get charges dropped and his wife is facing a felony?
Ken McCoy.
Big Ken is here.
Let me introduce you to a really most awesome gentleman who I think has a story that I think the entire world needs to know about. And of course, you're always an advocate for civic and social matters. His name is Mr. Mark Yates, and I told him all about you and how awesome you are. And first of all, let me say, Ken, I always see you on at the top events, at the Emmys, Oscars, Golden Globes, SAGs, BET Awards, and you always have such a fresh and great approach in how you approach the entertainers that always know you so well and the celebrities that know you so well, but also just from the regular people that you meet who have awesome stories. And that's why I think your show is a great vehicle for this type of message. So I want to introduce you to Mark Yates, and you guys can just let the world know why it is that you have allowed him to become a part of your BET broadcast. Again, this is Mark Yates. Mark Yates meets the great Ken McCoy.
Big Mark.
Hello, Ken.
How you doing, man?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
Man,
how are you
today? I'm good. And, you know, Mark, I want to know the details. I read some background information. I read some stuff by one of the Memphis newspapers out there, but I want to hear from you, and I have a lot of people on the line right now that saw the little bio that I put, and they want to know what's going on. So, Mark, please tell us, bottom line, I'm going to summarize it, and you fill in the blanks.
Good, good, good. Okay,
this,
you go.
This quote-unquote questionable police officer that won Officer of the Year is accusing your wife of trying to run him over with her Mercedes. And now she's facing a felony. You had charges facing you. They were dropped. She's still facing the felony. What's happening?
Absolutely. My wife has been accused of aggravated assault, Ken. And it happened on April 17th, which was Palm Sunday. So by way of backdrop, just to give you the setup, there was a Memphis Grizzlies playoff basketball game going on, a Memphis Redbirds game, which is a baseball team that we have here in Memphis, a crawfish festival, which is a huge crawfish festival, and an African April International Festival. So you had all these things, just huge confluence of people in downtown Memphis. My wife was attempting to pick my daughters up from me. I had just gone to the African April Festival with my daughters from my offices, which are located at downtown. She pulls up to one officer and ask him if she could come to my offices where there are residences as well, and he just says, I don't give a F. So she says, okay, well, that's how it is. So she went to this next officer, this officer of the year, and she pulls up to him, and she asked him, sir, I want to make a left here. There were pylons right there, but can I just make a left? I want to pick my daughters up. In the back of her mind, she's thinking, okay, my daughter's at 6 o'clock.
Right,
I need to go home,
right,
wash uniforms.
Right.
I need to get baths, pack lunches, and do all that. She's a mom. On
right.
the front of our car, it says Mom's Taxi. Literally,
I got you.
Not
I got you.
So anyway, this guy says, I don't give a F. Again, the same response. And then she says, okay, well, what do you want me to do? She's attempting to turn out of traffic to get back
right.
in the flow of traffic. And then she takes her foot off the brake. He slams both of his hands onto the hood of my car and says, you effing hit me. And then he proceeds to come to the driver's side. He grabs her by the neck. He snatches her. She had on a necklace. He snatches her necklace off, and then he punches her in the crotch. Then he snatches her out of the car. The car is still rolling down the hill in the middle of the intersection. A bystander has to jump in the car and stop the car. But back to her, he carries her for 15, at least 20 yards to the other side of the street, body slams her, puts his knee in her back, and then he proceeds to affect her arm behind her back and wrestles her to the pavement. And he's claiming, these are his claims, this gentleman is claiming that he was hit by the car, that he landed on the hood of the car, that he was thrown to the driver's side of the car, and that he was able to make the arrest or effect the arrest from that position.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt for a minute to say the first thing I would question is what were the placement of the fingerprints, and you could tell if there was any slide or velocity from, I mean, it's called the CSI effect. Obviously, America is totally aware of this. And I also, even on your case, I saw the other case where he had a run-in with a car. Now, I don't know. I'm backing up to your story again because I'm just kind of crazy. So he basically slams his hands on the car, and then goes around, chokes her,
right,
snatches her out of the car, throws her to the ground, and actually punched her in her personal area, throws her
he
to the ground.
He did that while she was in the car. Yes.
And there was somebody that was a witness to this. Now,
yes. This
is not this guy's first run-in with a car situation. And the other one, I don't even want to talk about that one because it's really far-fetched that you were being drugged because you tried to get keys out of a car, so you were strong enough to lift yourself up, take a gun out, and put it centered to somebody's chest to say, if you don't stop the car, then I'm going to shoot you, and the guy stops the car miraculously. That's a far one. That's a far one for me. That's a problem.
He said he was drugged for, according to the paper's report, he was drugged for three blocks at 45 miles an hour and was able to effect his weapon out of his holster and put it on the guy's chest. There are tremendous inconsistencies, and I was taught never to call anybody a lie, so I will talk about, we will unpack the inconsistencies if we can.
Okay, so let's go back. Now, let's talk about you, Mark, because you're not a run-of-the-mill guy. You have financial training. You were on councils. Tell everybody your background.
Sure. I mean, let's just start from the latest. The day before, I had just recently been appointed. We have a two-mayoral system here by both mayors, the county mayor and the city mayor, to run the county's economic development growth engine.
Okay.
We had worked on that for 2 years.
So my point is you're an educated, college-educated guy of stature. Am I right?
Three degrees, two in finance and economics, and one general MBA. So,
okay.
Yeah, three degrees.
So I just want people listening to say, oh, this is some guy, you know, just trying to get. No, that's not the point. Now, let's go back to why. What did you do for you to have charges facing you, and why were they dropped?
Okay, I've been taught, I mean, protection of womanhood is the one paramount thing. I got a call that told me from a nurse who happens to know my family and myself that my wife is being assaulted by the police. So I immediately ran to the intersection. My offices are right there. That's how close we were. So I was there in no more than 3 minutes. When I got there, I couldn't find my wife. I couldn't find her anywhere. I ran to our vehicle. The vehicle was deserted. There were police and bystanders everywhere, but no wife. So I looked for Veronica, and then the girl came and grabbed me and showed me where she was. She was in the back of a police car. I went to the police car, and I just opened the door to see what was going on with my wife. I just checked on her.
Any man would have.
I just,
you know,
so I went. There were no police officers around the car. There was no medical attention. There was nothing going on, and she was just sitting in. Her face was strewn with tears, and she was swollen. And so I'm asking,
her face
what,
was swollen?
Are you okay, baby? Baby, are you okay? And that's when the police swarmed me, threw me on the back of the police car, and they arrested me for disorderly conduct and for obstruction of an arrest.
Now, her face was swollen?
Yeah, her face was, she was just, I mean, from just, it was a sight I don't ever want to see again for my wife. I mean, she currently, from an injury standpoint, she's suffering from a bruised sternum. She's got, the MRI revealed that she has a herniated disc. She had a strained neck, or continues to have strained neck pain. She has muscle spasms. She was in jail for 30 hours behind this whole ordeal. They locked her up on a 48-hour hold based upon they were trying to figure out what to charge her with.
Now, let me go back. I did your background. Let's talk about your wife's background. What's your wife's background?
My wife has a BA in marketing, and currently she's been volunteering and teaching at LaRose Elementary, which is one of our most challenged schools in Memphis, Tennessee. Like every urban center, we have challenges with education. She's been teaching pre-K and kindergarten and first grade graders and helping them with their reading and scholastic skills.
This is unheard of. Now, where is the case right now, and who's checking out this officer?
Well, it's interesting. From what I gather, interestingly enough, the police commissioner, from what I've learned, he lives two streets over from me in our neighborhood.
The police commissioner lives like two streets from you.
He was. There's so many ironies. He was appointed the day before I was appointed to my position.
Okay.
He's 44. I'm 40. Yeah. So anyway, so the standing of the case right now is that we just finished the preliminary hearing. They dropped my charges. It was dismissed, however you say it.
Right.
And the currently hers is supposed to be advancing towards the grand jury, and whether the grand jury accepts it or not, that's at their discretion. But we are just waiting. They had probable cause is where they can. If anybody accuses anybody of anything, from what I'm in my lawyers,
they have to show cause, right?
Yeah, they show cause. So that burden is so, or that bar is so low from what we understand. But our lawyers, they are on top of it every day. They're looking at it. They're reviewing. They're providing us checks and looking into the entire situation.
Okay, so let me find out what happened to the officer. Did he get suspended? What happened to him?
According to him, he was injured and he took 2 weeks off of work. He went to the hospital.
Pay?
I'm sorry?
With or without pay?
With pay, I presume, with pay. And he was, and so he was then put back on the street. So he was, so he went on his business as usual, and a week later he was involved in this other, he was in the papers again for this other incident,
right,
for doing the same, for reaching in a car and trying to pull a motorist out of a car.
And that is interesting because I looked at one of the sites, just looking at the comments, and people were talking about that, you know, how you're trying to be a super cop and you're putting other people's lives at stake as well. What if he put the gun in the guy's chest, as he said, and missed, driving down wherever they were? What if he missed?
One important point that we did mention is that there is video. That's the whole compelling piece of this. For my wife's case, there was video. There was a newscaster on the side of the road or at the intersection who had the forethought to pull out his camera and film the incident.
Okay.
So at the very point.
Where's that video right now?
That video is at WREG.com. So WREG.com.
Okay, so all my listeners, right now, you could go to WREG.com and see the video yourself. From a news guy that happened to be there to get this, that could be very, very compelling.
It's extremely compelling. It's just there are so many inconsistencies from the stories, and so we're just, we're a family. I have two girls, 10 and 12. My wife was, as I said, trying to pick them up and go about our day, and the next thing we know, we're embroiled in a situation with an officer who we don't understand this. This is the most curious of things.
Well, we just wanted to hear the story straight from you. I did do my background, but I wanted to hear it from your words. WREG.com, for those of you that want to see this video, this is a breaking news story. This happened April 17th, and it's still pending. His wife was thrown in jail, folks, on a hold. I mean, this is unheard of. And here he's got a background of three degrees.
My wife has never been arrested. She's never – we don't have speeding tickets, Ken. I mean, we're plain just folks. We just
– I got you.
We want to raise our girls.
Go and pick up the kids. Go and pick – now, was your wife at school helping?
She had been to church. She had been to church earlier that day, and she was coming down to allow me to work more that evening because I had a horrible day the next day. I had a busy day the next day. You understand that.
Yes.
And so she was coming to pick the girls up because I had taken them to lunch, and I wanted to spend some time with them. And
she went to church and then said, I want them to spend time with Daddy. Now I'm going to go pick them up from Daddy's, you know, take the kids so Daddy can work.
Boom. That's it. Exactly. Simple as that.
Folks, you're listening to Mark Yates giving you a play-by-play story of what happened to his wife in downtown Memphis, Tennessee, April 17th. WREG.com has the video. She is facing a felony charge right now. It's getting ready to go to the grand jury on a questionable situation, definitely. Mark, I'm terribly sorry that happened to you, man, and I know you feel total injustice simply that your wife was doing a motherly and wifely thing by coming to pick up the kids.
Yeah, Ken, I've been with my wife for 20 years.
20-year marriage.
Yeah, we've been together this long, and it's, you know, we've worked through a lot of things, and you know, the main focus is our children and staying together, and you know, we've gotten through this far with the prayers and support of all the people who know us, and so it's just been interesting.
I know. Well, I'm glad you're a praying man because prayer avails much. I will say that. And I know when things look real, real, real grim and weird, I know what prayer can do. And I want to send out our prayers definitely from Ken McCoy Radio because I tell you right now, I would have done the same. If that was my wife, yeah, they'd have took me down too. Because we've been married that long, a little longer than that. And I said, I was going to say exactly what you said about babe. I mean, you know, like, babe, that's exactly how I say it. So I feel you, man.
Yeah.
I feel you.
That's
you.
Well,
folks,
listen,
you heard.
Thank you. Yeah.
you heard Mark Yates' story right here before it rolls anywhere else. It is pending being in front of the grand jury. It's going to be. I want you to keep us up to date, Mark, with what's going on that, so we can keep our listeners up to date. All the listeners can Google it on Memphis, Tennessee, April 17th, breaking news over there, and go check out WREG.com to check out the video. I hope they leave it up.
And I just want to mention one thing. It's so important that the reason that you allowed Mark to call in and gave him such, you know, such extended time to really give expository on this matter is that, you know, this is in the wake of an officer in Oakland, you know, shooting a young man who was down in handcuffs and saying that, you know, he thought it was his taser gun, and this guy was only sentenced to, served 365 days in jail on that sentence after the sentence was handed down. I mean, we want to make sure that the public remains vigilant in how it is that we are giving oversight to our police force, which is there to protect and serve, and, you know, but again, the oversight from a civic standpoint is something that's really important. So, you know, any, you know, activists that are out there, any, you know, politicians, any, you know, civic leaders, we'd love to hear from you. You can send a note to me as a publicity person for this matter at Max Publicity, M as in Mary, AX, T as in Paul, UB, LICITY, and the number 1 at Gmail. Again, that's Max, MaxPublicity, and the number 1 at gmail.com. Or you can send a note to Ken McCoy and he'll just forward it to me. We want to hear from you guys. We want that support. So, Ken, we thank you so much. Mark's got to run, and we know you're in the middle of the BET festivities. I can't believe that I don't hear a bunch of car popping and all that stuff that you're involved in normally, but we appreciate you taking the time to let the world know about the story. You're invaluable in that regard.
I'm outraged, and I just met him on the phone, and I'm sitting here going down the list of just in my mind of what this man had to walk up on. I mean, your wife in the back of a car. Oh yeah, I'm curious. I want to punch something right now, but I'm gonna have self control and pray about it. That's it.
Well, we thank you for having self control, because if you're gonna punch anything, punch some numbers on their phone and tell people to make sure they're reaching out to us and letting us know that they're gonna, you know, have a great word to say about this. I've known Mark all my life and his wife Veronica as well, and they're stellar individuals, and
Sometimes, Chris, that's what you kind of look at. You kind of go, well, wait a minute, what kind of people are they? You know, what's going on? And then here they got multiple degrees and donating their time to inner city kids and working. And the city says, oh, yeah, we want him to be two mayors acknowledging. Come on now.
Absolutely. Mark is just a stellar individual. And whenever you come from a market like, you know, a southern market, you know, you really have to be mindful that there's still some residual, some residue from the old belief system. And you've got two, you know, individuals who come from African-American descent, even though that's quite questionable with Mark.
No question. Chris, definitely want to thank you.
We're going to run, Ken. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. We are good. Folks, you're listening to Ken McCoy Radio. Again, we want to thank everybody for listening and staying tuned. We didn't get a chance to get caught up with Willie J. We'll catch him on the next round. But again, BET Awards, ASCAP events, BET Post Party, BET Red Carpet Arrival, 106 in Park, BET Black Carpet Post Party, Mr. Charles West. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. I did. It's been a fascinating show. You learn a lot. But again, I'm outraged, and you should be too. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. Be blessed. I'm